We're entering the special month, Chodesh Nisan, a month of very special things that happened this month, a month of Geula. One of the things that happened was Yitzchak Avinu was born. Avram and Sarah were promised they'd have a son. That was on Pesach. And the Malach says, Vayomer Shuv Ashuv Eilecha Ke'es Chaya, that next year it's Pesach, but next year on the following Pesach, you will have a son. And Rashi brings down in when Yitzchak is born that the Malach made a little scratch on the wall and told Avram that when the sun reaches this spot on the wall next year, that's going to be when you're going to have Yitzchak. And the Chassam Sefer asks Akasha that, well, let's think about it. From Pesach to Pesach, we go with the lunar year. And you can't go with the sun, with the shadow of the sun. You make a scratch on the wall, that's going to be 11 days off. So what type of scratch was he making on a wall in a spot where the sun was at that time when Pesach the next year was earlier than that scratch? It was 11 days earlier. So the Chassam Sefer says that it must be that he made a scratch on the wall, not where the sun was at that time, but I guess a little bit off, 11 degrees off where the sun would be after the lunar calendar, where the following Pesach was. So Rav Aaron Leib says that, okay, that's a nice teretz, and you need to say that. But the question is, it kind of loses a lot of this chazal, this tanchuma, is a little bit lost now. Because what's the point? It's one thing if like the Malach is showing how, you know, he's telling the truth. You see exactly where the scratch was now, and it's going to be exactly at the time to the date. Okay, that makes sense why the Malach did it. But why, if the Malach is not exactly making the scratch where the sun was, like, what was the whole message that he was giving over to us? So Rav Aaron Leib says that the message this Malach is telling Avram and Sarah is you're about to have the firstborn Jew in the world. Avram was the first Jew, but the first one that was born is going to be Yitzchak. And this Malach is telling Avram and Sarah that up until now, you guys were nimshal to the sun. Goyim are compared to the sun, where the sun is just constantly the same size. It always shines, whether it's cloudy and we could see it or not, it's always shining. Now, Zok the Malach Ke'es Chaya, you're now going to have a different type of life. You're going to have a life where the mazel, you're going to be nimshal to the Levana. And we all know that the Levana is very different than the sun in that it waxes and wanes, that it changes. And that's really the message the Malach is telling Avram, that Yidden are going to be like the sun. We're now are not going to be a constant thing. We'll have times where we're bigger, stronger, and Zmanim of Geula. And there'll be times also when unfortunately we have to be smaller, and that's in the Gullus, and we'll be B'cheshech a little bit. And that's really the message that the Malach wanted to teach Avram and Sarah, that you now are switching to the mazel of the Levana, and that's why he made the mark specifically off from where the sun was, and saying in a year from now where it's exactly the same time, but it will be like the Levana, that's now your new mazel. And the message is that this is what Klal Yisrael is. We're going into Chodesh Nisan, which is Zman V'Schachis, and we're hoping that we'll be able to see this change. And life is like that. We have things sometimes that don't go exactly the way we want, and then we have times when it does go our want, and that's really what we have to be ready for. That's what we signed up for as being Yidden, that we are nimshal to the Levana, where we're going to take the journey, and Amir Tzashem will be Zaycha this Chodesh Nisan to be a Zman of Geula, a Zman when the Rabbi Shalom brings the Mashiach, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.